Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Kendall County Board's regular September meeting for Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. It is 9:03 a.m. If you please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing. I'm going to invite Chaplain Cesar Lopez up. As he approaches, I'm going to ask for a moment of silence. I believe in my heart that nobody should die for their voice in this country. No man, woman, or child should suffer that. So please join me in a moment of silence for Charlie Kirk and his family. Thank you. And now Cesar Lopez, our chaplain, part of the chaplain's group and from Restored Church.
Good morning, everyone. It's an honor for me to be here. I'll start off just to kind of ease it up. I did my best to get this prayer memorized, but I'm going to have to go through my phone. But just join me in this prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the day that you've blessed us with. We express our gratitude for the renewal of mercies that you bestow upon us every morning. During this meeting, we humbly request that you allow your Holy Spirit to guide the topics on the county's agenda. We acknowledge the leadership that you've established to lead our county. Additionally, we pray for our national government and our local leaders that have been called to serve this community. We thank and acknowledge the courageous men and women who have dedicated their lives to serving and protecting this community. As Ecclesiastes 2:1-11 summarizes, explaining that how living for self ultimately leads to self-destruction, you've called us to serve one another. Lastly, we express gratitude to our county board members and everyone in attendance who are selfless to our community and are working to make a positive difference in our lives. Heavenly Father, in your precious name, we thank you and conclude this prayer with an amen. Amen.
Thank you, sir. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Bachman?
Here.
Mr. DeBolt?
He will not be here.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Gangler?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg? Mr. Kellogg?
Oh, yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Here.
Mr. Peterson?
He will not be here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
He will not be here.
Ms. Shanley?
Here.
Mr. Wormley?
Here.
You have a quorum.
With a quorum present, Mr. Gangler, could I have the motion on the agenda, please?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to remove under standing committee reports, under A, facilities, letter I, approval of the 2025 lease agreement between Kendall County and Kendall County Court appointed special advocate.
Okay, is there a second to the agenda minus A, one?
Seconded.
Thank you. And the reason for that motion is that lease needs a 3/4 of all members of the board vote. We do not have that as Mr. Gangler serves on that board and would be recusing himself from the vote. So thank you. All in favor of the agenda, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you. Special recognition. We have Sheriff and Undersheriff and a lot of his staff here. So if you would like to come up, I don't know who's presenting, but come on down.
Hi, good morning. Today, we're here to nominate Animal Control Director Taylor Cosgrove and Animal Control Officer Brianna Falk for the Sheriff's Civilian Commendation for their exemplary service to the Sheriff's Office and community during 3 events in a 3-month period in 2025. On May of 2025, Brianna was contacted by a Marengo Police Department sergeant after the sergeant arrested a subject for possessing roosters for fighting purposes and equipment used for animal fighting. Brianna took it upon herself to investigate the subject and locate a property in Kendall County that the subject was associated with. Brianna passed that information along to the sheriff's office, and as a result, multiple search warrants were executed at the property. Taylor and Brianna worked tirelessly to coordinate the removal and care of animals during an unprecedented 50-hour search warrant. Search warrants resulted in hundreds of animals being seized, hundreds of other items of additional evidence, including cash and firearms, which resulted in multiple criminal charges for three subjects. Then in June, the sheriff's office conducted another investigation for an individual raising animals for fighting. A search warrant was executed on the property and numerous animals were seized. Again, Taylor and Brianna worked tirelessly to coordinate the removal and care of the animals while still dealing with animals from the previous search warrant. The investigation resulted in multiple criminal charges for the two subjects. In July, the sheriff's office was dispatched to residents for a medical call and discovered hoarder conditions, including a large number of cats inside the residence and on the property. Taylor and Brianna worked in deplorable conditions to remove over 80 cats from that property. In addition to these incidents, Taylor and Brianna were responsible for the day-to-day operations of animal control. Their hard work and dedication has resulted in a great benefit to the office and the members of the community that we serve. Taylor and Brianna went above and beyond what could have reasonably been expected of them. Their efforts are worthy of recognition.
Yeah, I know there's some other members and myself who'd like to say something. The award today is the least that anybody could do for you two. And I know it's in your job description to do these things, but the scope of these and the having them put together in such a short time frame, everybody who was involved in those was so impressed with how you handled it, how you cared for the animals, took care of them. It's important to note that it isn't a one-day thing. It lasts for months on all these. I mean, we still have cats, and it pushes back adoptions of other cats when you bring in 100. So just so much heartfelt thanks, not just from me, but all the people who've reached out to me the last 3 months, social posts, things. I mean, you read them and see them, how much people care about what you do and are thankful for what you're doing. So other members, have any comments or... If not, congratulations.
I am the chairman of admin, so Taylor comes regularly and reports, and Brooke Shanley is the vice chair, so she works with her even more. But I just want to say this is an awesome moment because we didn't have a lot of these in the old days. So, and I've reminded you this before at our meetings, but it seems like you go above and beyond, and as the chairman said, we do get a lot of comments from the community and on your social media that I may or may not follow. So, thank you.
Mr. Chairman. Yeah. Taylor, Brianna, you guys have done an outstanding job. I can't believe the year that you guys have had, honestly, with everything that's been going on, but you guys excelled and made it happen successfully, and just can't say enough about both of you and how much work you've put in and dedicated to the extreme conditions that you've had to deal with this year. So thank you.
All right, any other comments? Oh, yeah, Brooke, go ahead.
Yeah, okay. Well, I was going to talk to them privately later, but we'll still do that. You know, as is no shock to anyone here, I spend an incredible amount of time at animal control. And while the recognition today is more than well deserved for the three events that occurred this summer, the recognition really needs to be celebrated for all of the small things that they do every single day, whether it's community building, collaboration building, just working together throughout not just our county but even beyond to make sure that the residents here in Kendall County are served and the animals are protected and allowed to live out their lives with dignity. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I wasn't sure if I was going to actually get a chance to say anything, so I appreciate that. Thank you. We are super honored to have this commendation, and it's really been a crazy last few months. When you get animal control training and your ACO training, these are things that are once-in-a-lifetime cases. You aren't supposed to get them every 3 to 4 weeks consecutively for 3 months. So with that being said, you know, it's interesting. Every time we got hit, it was like, okay, well, we were supposed to have a once-in-a-lifetime case, and now we've had three in a row. So it was a very interesting time, but we've made it through. We still have lots of cats available. Hate to plug them again here, but we still have lots of cats from the hoarding case. I really can't thank the Sheriff's Department enough. Their cooperation has been a breath of fresh air, and just the new relationship that we have after previously, we didn't collaborate as often, and now that we've had these bigger cases, I really do feel like our relationship is so much closer, and our ability to help the community is so much better just by having that partnership and relationship with them. So we really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
After the meeting, Taylor will be downstairs with a box of kittens and cats to hand out to everybody, so you can chat with her and take one home with you. With that, I'm going to move to consent agenda. I am going to read, public comment. Yeah, thank you. I was anticipating my reading. This time we have a public comment. If you have any comments for the board, please come forward. You'll have 5 minutes to speak on matters pertaining to our board today or any day. If you just come up and state your name and...
Hi. Hi, my name is JoBeth Larkin. I am here to deny the rezoning of the Quesadas, two lots. I've been to all the meetings and with my family. Our main concern is the flooding issues that now exist to the north of the property and the north one that they're wanting to rezone. The natural flow of the water does go through the north part of that property. I've also talked to Soil and Water, and they said when the original house to the north was built, they recommended that it not be, that there be no basement, and this whole property, I've got a map, the whole property should not be allowed to have basements. If anything, it would have to be on a slab, and that isn't even recommended. Evidently, I asked why, if they gave this to the board or to whoever they give it to, the building and zoning, and they said yes, but it wasn't followed. And as soon as they got a bad rain in that area, the people called that built the new house and said, what's going on? And they said, we had told them it wasn't advisable, but they okayed it anyway. Lot to the south, we have, we're farmers. We own property to Kitty Corner on the west and to the south of the question property. And we have a 15-inch tile, drain tile, that goes through under the road, through this property at an angle, and then goes onto our property and then to the drainage ditch. We feel that this could be detrimental to not just us, but other farmers in the area if this is broken. And we would like you to consider that very much in your decision. I've had a few people say stuff to me, and we have nothing against anybody on that road. We're just trying to do the best that we can for our livelihood and for our property and for the property of the other farmers in the area.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other public comment at this time? Seeing none, I will move to consent agenda.
I have a comment.
Sorry. Gotta be a little quicker. I don't wait very long.
May I ask for some indulgence? Could I have 10 or 15 minutes?
No. Well, we can vote. I mean, is there anybody that wants to make that consensus for 10 or 15 minutes?
I probably won't take 10 minutes, but I'd like to have it.
There is also the second public comment, so that's an additional 5 minutes.
When is that?
At the end of the meeting or closer towards the bottom of the agenda.
After voting?
Yeah, if you want to go ahead, I'm going to start. I didn't see anybody asking for additional minutes. You have 5 minutes.
Okay, good morning. My name is Claire Wilson. I represent the petitioner on those two petitions, which are on the back side of the agenda. And one of the PBZ members brought up at the PBZ meeting the question of the LaSalle factors, and he sort of interrupted me on my comment period, but I think it's really important to revisit those. Those are to determine what the highest and best use is for the property, and this is from an Illinois Supreme Court decision. The effect on the surrounding properties, there should be no effect. The existing use of surrounding properties, there are many residential properties in the area. It's consistent with the character. It's consistent with the county long-range management plan. The extent to which existing properties values are diminished, it should not have any effect if not to elevate their home values. The relative gain to the public as compared to the hardship on the property owner, there would be quite a hardship on the property owner. There should be absolutely no hardship on the public. The suitability of the property for the proposed use. And in the Sinclair versus Richland Park decision, which was also an Illinois Supreme Court case, it indicated that if these factors are not followed and the decision is ultimately arbitrary and unreasonable, that is incorrect. It opens the question for litigation down the line in a reversal of that decision. The biggest question all throughout this has been the drainage. As Mrs. Larkin aptly pointed out, there is a drain tile running through this property. In ag areas, there are drain tiles, there are field tiles all over the place. My clients are well aware of it. She would never build on that drain tile. One of the committee members brought up planting of trees near the field tile. Well, obviously that would be foolish. There is nothing to preclude that now. There is nothing to prevent their building an agricultural building on the property. So I think those arguments of building a structure on the property that could interfere with the drain field, the tile, or trees really don't hold weight in consideration of these LaSalle factors. to prevent a rezoning because the field tile is present and unreasonable is unreasonable and unfair. There are properties across the street with field tiles running through them. There are many, many properties with field tiles running through them. So please consider these factors very carefully. And if a denial of that petition on the 2510, I don't think we have a problem with 2509, but I'm urging you to consider the reasonableness and arbitrariness of a denial. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Oh, I don't know. I guess. Sir, you will have 5 minutes. State your name, please.
5 minutes? That's a little short for me, isn't it?
Yes.
I'd like to, Bob Davidson from Plano, Illinois. I own HD Backhoe, and I was requested to come up and talk about the tile situation that down here in Brisbane Road. There is tile law. Most of the tile that's been put in this county has been done by farmers at their expense. There is law, there is standards for the tile. Mr. Kellogg's grandfather taught me 90% of what I know of field tile and putting it in the ground.
Don't blame my family.
We put a lot in over the years. But tile law is, it's no different than the old fence law. There is a fence law, tile law, that the farmers used to use. You put up a fence today, your foot on your property. Back then it was, a fence went on the property line, you walked up to the fence, everything to the right, you maintain and fix. And same goes for your neighbor. Middle of the fence, you split it. Same goes for a tile. If you need a 6-inch tile and the main line has to go through, everybody contributed up above, on the north side of you, the upflow of the water would contribute to oversizing the pipe for themselves. But once that tile crossed into your property, it's yours to maintain and it's yours to upkeep. I mean, it's simple law, it's just common sense. And again, you know, I kind of feel sorry for you guys having to sit here on a Tuesday morning in the sunshine, and it breaks my heart. I did that for 16 years, so I know where you're at. But it's nice seeing everybody again, new faces, and it's been a while. So if there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. I'm going to stick around for a little while and see how you guys do it nowadays. Thank you.
We don't do back and forth in public comment, just jabs at each other. So that's
whatever.
If they have questions during the petition, they may ask you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any other public comment? Yes, come on up. State your name. You will have 5 minutes, sir.
I'm Don Larkin. I'm talking about the case, what everybody else has been talking about with the tile. The tile, it doesn't have to be built on or anything. It could be a driveway over it, something to compress it and mess it up. And if they're going to try to fix it, you're going to have to go back hundreds of feet with a 15-inch tile to try to get it to go around something else. You just can't put an elbow on that and go around a foundation, you know what I mean, a 90. It's got to have a nice gradual curve to it. So, I mean, it isn't just something simple that they can, and everybody's got to maintain it. Well, I mean, what are you going to tell them? How are you going to get them to fix it if they don't want to fix it? You know what I mean? Then it's just going to be boiling out, going all over the road and all over the place. So that's all I got to say.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
All right, last call. All right, now I get to read the consent agenda. I will read the consent agenda in its entirety, at which point I'll ask for a motion to approve. If there are any items that members wish to approve, speak up, no second needed. Letter A, approval of county board minutes from August 19th, 2025. Letter B, approval of committee meeting minutes. Letter C, approval of claims not to exceed $1,227,437.53 from September 15th, 2025. Approval of 23rd Judicial Circuit Court, Kendall County Department of Probations and Court Services, CFY, annual plan and expenditures. Letter E, approval of petition 2513, a request from Nicole Construction on behalf of C.T. Newman for a plat of vacation of 27.5 feet drainage and utility easements along the common lines of Lot 50 and 51 in Henneberry Wood Subdivision, 4771 Cherry Road, and 4756 Waukesha Drive, Oswego, pins as printed in Neosse Township. Properties are zoned RPD2. Approval of 2516, a request from Wayne Scoff on behalf of First Midwest Trust, 72-22350 for the voluntary revocation of a special use permit for indoor storage of boats, recreational vehicles, and classic cars granted by Ordinance 2001-30 at 15028 Church Road, Minooka, pin as printed in Lisbon Township, property zone A1 with special use permit. Letter G, approval of service agreement between Kendall County and Oswego Township, provision of demand response transportation. Letter H, approval amendment number 2 of the Kendall County IGAM 24-5 KTAP funding and authorization for completion of Hoover Fox River Bluffs Trail construction project. Letter I, approval of agreement extension with MC Squared for residential electric aggregation through December of 2027. Are there any items to be removed? A motion to approve, thank you. And Gangler, could I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Bachman?
Yes.
Motion carries, consent agenda is approved. No old business on the agenda. No new business. Elected officials and department reports, sheriff and or under sheriff or both or designee.
Hi, good morning. Our information is in your packet. It starts on page 114. Just a few of the highlights that are in the packet. As you can see, our calls for service last month were up pretty considerably, but Intune also drops down the amount of traffic contacts that we have oftentimes, just because the amount of time we're spending on some of those calls. I couldn't be more proud of our animal control, as I know the sheriff doesn't often hand out those accommodations for just, you know, your average lay person. So I just want to say thanks again for everything that they do, everything you guys did as a board to support them, support the mission. I was obviously supporting the mission of the sheriff's office, so we're going to keep pressing on, and hopefully these situations that we've encountered over the past few months are coming to an end. But if you guys have any questions for me, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
No report.
Yes, I am. Finally back. Good morning. My report is in your packet. Simple report for the month of August. Reiterating what we have done over the past few months. 22 and a half hours of community service served in the coroner's office. Chief Deputy Gotti continued to serve as an advisor with the Youth Law Enforcement Academy until that wrapped up in the middle of August. We collected over 96 pounds of medications and over 93 pounds of sharps from the community, so that harm reduction program is still going strong and very successful. And in addition, I'd like to point out that next month, October 25th, will be our next Take Back event, which again, I'll talk about in October when we get a little bit closer, but just a heads up that that's coming. We had 38 deaths year to date, 290, so we're well on track for probably 400 or a little more deaths reported to the office this year. So that's really about it. Thank you.
Good morning. Just a few things. As of yesterday, our homeless prevention program began. Again, this is a program in which we help to assist with any rent or mortgage to prevent somebody from being evicted or losing their home. And so that has opened. Funding is limited, but it is available. We also have to make sure that they have some type of a hardship. So it could be a medical incident, it could be a car accident, something in which they can't pay their rent, but they can show that following these few couple months, they will be able to pay their rent. So there is some accountability there, but I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that that homeless prevention program is up and running. Starting on October 1st will be our energy assistance program. We look for that to be very busy at the health department. We have to take walk-ins. We have a lot of appointments. We usually get booked out. We start taking appointments on October 1st as well as those walk-ins, which means we're usually backed up with appointments almost through the new year, trying to get people in for energy assistance. And so some changes at the state have occurred where they're applying a discount to the utility bill. And so we expect people to come in and be a little upset because they're going to receive less LIHEAP money than they have in the past because the discount's going to be pre-applied to their electric bill. So we're just preparing now for what we know can be ahead through educational materials, making sure the word is out that the people clearly understand and have this expectation prior to finding out exactly how much they're going to get in LIHEAP. But that, again, that starts October 1st.
Could you send an email out to the board on that? I know with utility bills accelerating cost-wise as they have, there's going to be more outreach to that. So if members could point them in your direction, that would be appreciated.
On the LIHEAP program itself?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's all I have for today. Any questions?
So I will be publishing assessments on Thursday. I'm publishing 50,658 parcels of the roughly 56,000 that we have in the county. And it is costing $40,638.40. In addition to it being in the paper, there will also be a link on the website where people can get to the publication and to the forms. Final filing date will be October 20th. All right.
Good morning. Before the next meeting, I'll be bringing the annual nuclear agreement for our grant from the state of Illinois. The REP team has again decided to pay for half of our D4H incident management software licensing fee, which we're very appreciative of that. I spent 3 days with ILEAS down in Urbana last week. Part of it was learning how to program certain types of radios, and the rest of it was preparing the gift of the state for a $15,000 long-range HF radio that each of the UCP teams, the mobile command post teams, received. These radios, we built them into plastic cases for those teams that wanted it in a case, which we did. And we gave back our old radio that was mounted inside the bus. What these radios were for is for long distance communications in case of major disasters to be able to talk to the federal government, FEMA, or the National Guard, or Springfield, or even an adjacent state if we need to. So we're very fortunate to get these. We also received two suitcase StarCom radios, which we could set up a statewide communications radio here in this room or on Fox Street, wherever we needed to, if the need arose. Two of those were, this is all free stuff from the state to us. We also received another 700, 800 megahertz repeater, which we already have one. That's also in a suitcase. We have one on a bus now. We use it quite a bit. We use it for the shredding exercise, sort of the shredding event out in Oswego Township. We use it for National Night Out, anywhere where we can distribute our cache of handheld radios and set up about a mile bubble where we can communicate with anybody who has one of those radios. So now we have two, and we'll make good use of it. And that's all I have today.
Good morning. I'll keep this short. You should have the packet I sent a little late, the August report. We had 377 interactions with veterans, filed 94 claims, developed 201 VA documents. All in all, in August, we had an additional $176,455 in new benefits. Excuse me. We still have four veterans or dependents of on monthly rental assistance. We also provide them with $100 gift cards still. We are prepared for any increases that may happen next year. Thanks to somebody who I spoke to after the meeting last month, we were contacted by Yorkville PD, and with them, with their help, we were able to reach out to the veteran we were looking for, if you remember. We were able to provide, get them off the street for a week, gave them a gift card so that way they could get cleaned up, get toiletries, maybe clothes, something. They continue to try for services within the Department of Veterans Affairs. They do have their, we do have Midwest Shelter and the VA. They're more experts in long-term housing. We just don't have that capability. We did provide 38 trips to Heinz for veterans over the age of 65 and 16 local rides. We are looking to get rid of our one vehicle and get another handicap accessible vehicle next year. So that'll be nice. So that'll expand our capabilities as far as local runs. On the last three pages, you'll see our outreach. Our community partners list continues to grow. They've all signed contracts with us to give discounted rates or even free access for veterans and dependents. We have all our attended August events, and then as you can see, our upcoming events is substantially more than what we've ever done in the past. We're really proud of our outreach program. Sarah's been doing wonderful, and so has Andrew. So that's it.
I do want to commend you as a leadership position and the staff under you on the outreach. I've seen you at a lot of events. I've had a couple people mention they've seen your staff at those, and then to see this list of upcoming events and the business partnership is just amazing. So I just wanted to give you some props on that. So.
Yeah, and I would also like to give props. I mean, with regards to homeless vets, Super 8 in Yorkville up here has been amazing. You know, if to support local businesses and local business owners, they have just gone above and beyond to make sure if, you know, granted, they whether they may or may not have vacancies, they will find something for us. So, you know, as far as them, keep them in your minds whenever you're struggling and you need to find maybe even just a homeless person that's not a veteran that needs arrangements temporarily. Send them to Super 8. They're great over there.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, with that, we'll move to standing committee reports. Facilities, that item has been tabled. Planning, building, zoning, Mr. Wormley.
I'm going to keep these separate. If you read the packet before I get started, a lot of these petitions were handled together, but with the development of different opinions significantly on the two petitions, I think it's necessary to keep them separate. So please don't hesitate to ask me questions. about each of these petitions. I also want to reference page 149 of your packet. It's a plat of survey on this property. I think it's really helpful to look at that as we talk about these parcels, because it was all originating on an original 20-acre piece. This committee, two of you here today, approved a previous rezoning for two parcels in 2022 in the middle of the year. A few of us here were not on that committee at that time. The importance of that is that it's a similar request, but there's some other details with these other parcels that we'll get into. So I'm going to start with the first item, approval of a request from Irma Loya Quezada for a map amendment rezoning for the northwest corner of 14874 Brisbane Road, Manuka. This is pin 0918-300-018 in Seward Township, from A1 Agricultural District to R1 Family Residential District. This particular parcel is referenced as Tract A. It's the northern parcel on page 149 of your packet. Then we'll have discussion.
Motion.
Second.
So just a little backstory on this request. It came to ZPAC and it was forwarded with no opinion to Planning, Building, and Zoning. At the Plan Commission. Plan Commission reviewed these petitions and had a split decision and voted in favor of a forward to the Zoning Board of Appeals, with no opinion. That vote was very close. It came to, then it went to the Zoning Board of Appeals, which, you know, took a look at, you know, some of the legal factors as it relates to the work that the Zoning Board of Appeals does, which gave the Planning, Building, and Zoning Committee some more information to look at. When it came to the Planning, Building, and Zoning Committee, we had all five people in attendance at that committee meeting, and it was a unanimous approval. This request is to move a parcel of land of approximately 3.2 acres to R1 zoning so that they can potentially build a home. That zoning matches the future land use request of our 20, I'm not sure the date on our old future land use map, but the prior future land use map is what we'd be looking at until we get the next one updated. This area, if I had to summarize the comments from a lot of the neighbors and a lot of what we heard, there's a significant concern, not only from Seward Township, the highway commissioner, the neighbors, and people that generally live in this area. There is an issue with water. If you're not familiar with the southern part of the county, it has a lot of low-lying areas. This particular parcel is not the tract that you've been hearing about as it relates to a 15-inch field tile. So we'll get into that in the next petition, but is there any questions that I can answer?
I have a procedural question. Were there any formal objections requiring a supermajority on either one of these?
No, for this type of request, there cannot be that type. You can't have a formal objection on a rezoning matter.
So on this particular piece of property, as the chairman of the zoning said a couple years ago, we gave them a couple other permits to build houses. And one of the first questions I always have in zoning, as I sit on that committee, is how much the taxes are on an empty lot and what they're going to build. So I'm always excited to put more
dollars into the coffers of somebody, because I'm sure they're not going to build a small cabin. They usually build, you know, 4,000 square foot houses with 3-car garages, and the guy in the back of the room can tell you what the taxes are on that. So it's definitely more than an empty lot. So that's why I supported this, and I will be voting yes on this.
Questions for, all right, can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Bachman?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Motion carries. Item two.
Item two, approval of a request from Irma Loyal Quezada for a map amendment rezoning the southwest corner of 14918 Brisbane Road, Minooka. This is PIN number 0918-300-019 in Seward Township, from A1 Agricultural District to R1 Family Residential District.
I get a motion on that, and then we'll discuss.
So move.
Coco Bachman, go ahead, sir.
A lot of the details that we just discussed in the previous petition are very similar. The main difference here is the significant concern as it relates to the 15-inch drain tile. If you pull up Google Maps and look at this address, if you want to see it, you can see it from the aerial view. A 15-inch field tile is not an average tile. It's a significant tile. And the comment made during public comment is, you know, very, has been, you know, verified and is very consistent that if a change was needed for this tile, it would affect many hundreds of feet of this main drainage tile. And, you know, there's significant risk as it relates to the way that, you know, the law looks at, you know, protecting these drainage tiles. It becomes a civil matter if there's a problem. And it's not a, as you look at the way that this petition was handled, whether it's at the Plan Commission, Zoning Board of Appeals, or certainly at the PBZ committee meeting, you know, the concerns were all represented around, you know, the effects if this drain tile was, you know, damaged in any way. And so the consensus in this particular outcome was a unanimous disapproval of this petition as it relates strictly to this parcel. Tract B is the reference on page 149. If you'd like to take a look at it, it's in the lower portion of the, you know, of the page. Any questions?
Do we have a map of showing the drain tile through it, or is the Google Maps the only?
I'm sure there is. Let me see if I can find it.
On the computer, you can, because I see the two maps here. Does it just go diagonally through the property then, or?
If you look at page 145 of your packet, which is a color picture, I'm not sure how it was printed. Page 145, you can see it in that picture. You see the gray line that runs from the, you know, from the west, about middle of the page, down to the bottom middle of the page. That gray line is the tile.
Okay.
Mr. Kokel?
No.
Ms. Shanley?
No.
Mr. Wormley?
No.
Mr. Bachman?
No.
Mr. Gangler?
No.
Mr. Kellogg?
No.
Motion fails.
I just wanted to take a moment. Today is September 16th. On September 15th, yesterday, we started recognition of Hispanic American Heritage Month. I feel like it's important that we just take a moment to recognize this month. The reason Hispanic Heritage Month starts on the 15th, normally when we have months of recognition in this country, they start at the beginning of the month and run to the end of the month. Hispanic American Heritage Month is different from that and runs from the middle of September to the middle of October. This is because that start date of September 15th marks the independence anniversary for five different Latin American countries, including Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. And this is a date where we take time to recognize the contributions of the Hispanic American citizens that make up, or residents that make up, our community. Here in Kendall County, we have a great Hispanic community, Hispanic American community, that is growing so rapidly, especially in our southeastern corner down in Plainfield, Joliet, in that area, as well as Oswego. It's important to take time, especially now, to recognize their contributions. Without them, there are so many small businesses that we would not see. We would not have people working fields, would not have people working in our trades and labors. The amount of contribution that comes from our Hispanic American community is absolutely enormous, and we would not be who we are today as a county without them. So if we could just take a moment to recognize them. Thank you.
Aye.
Opposed? Those are approved. Next appointment, as his name appears on there, Mr. Coco will not be voting on this item. But Dan Coco, Workforce Development, 2-year term. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Wormley, all favors signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Thank you. Public comment, if you have additional public comment, you have 5 minutes if you want to come forward. Do you have a need for executive session? I will hand the purpose over to Mr. Webb.
For number 2, collective negotiating matters between the public body and its employees or their representatives, or deliberations concerning salary schedules for one or more classes of employees. And number 1, the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees, specific individuals who serve as independent contractors in a park, recreational, or educational setting, or specific volunteers of the public body.
Second.
Ms. Shanley?
Yes.
Mr. Wormley?
Yes.
Mr. Bachman?
Yes.
Mr. Gangler?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Kokel?
Yes.
We will move into executive session. Upon return, we will have no items of business, no discussion, only adjournment. Thank you. Okay. We're back in regular session. It is 10:29 on Tuesday, September 16th. All members who were present prior have returned. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Bachman, Gangler, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.